Page 93. Listening. Exercise 2. Listen to the monologues. Match each speaker to the idea that he or she expresses below. There are 3 extra statements. Speaker 1.
Whenever we have visitors from out of town, we head over to Broad Street, where you can see our famous tower, the Space Needle. In my opinion, it looks like a spaceship on top of a pole. I believe it's a must-see for every tourist because it's a symbol of the city of Seattle. Even me, I've lived here all my life, but every time I go up, I feel like I'm seeing something I've never seen before. The high-speed elevator gets you to the top in only 43 seconds. It's amazing. Up there, you can see fantastic views of the city center, the sea, and the mountains. If you do go, wear something warm. It's really cold and windy at the top.
Speaker 2.
While we were on holiday in Seljord, Norway, some locals told us all about a giant sea monster that they say lives in the lake. Stories have been told about the monster for hundreds of years, and now they've actually constructed a lookout tower so people can watch the lake and spot the monster from a safe place. We hiked out there one day and climbed up the tower to the 3 observation spaces, each facing in a different direction. We knew we wouldn't really see a monster, but it was fun to imagine it. And what a great way to experience nature.
Speaker 3.
The Orbit Tower in London is a very strangely shaped, blood-red observation tower. Some people say it's the ugliest building in London, and I quite agreed before I went inside it. As you go up in the lift, it feels like an amusement park ride, as the spiral shape seems to turn all around you. At the top, you can see the whole city. But there's also a big hole in the center of the building where you can look straight down to the street. Not for people who are afraid of heights. Once I'd been up there, I realized that it's an exciting building and actually a lot of fun.
Speaker 4.
We were taken to the tree tower in Bavaria, Germany, by our aunt. It's a walkway built in a wood, and it rises round and round 3 giant trees until you're walking at the same height as the tops of the trees. Now, I'm not much good at climbing trees, but in this tower, you can have the experience of being in a treetop without any danger at all. I loved seeing the plants, insects, and animals that you would never normally reach, and all at eye level. And then the incredible view. You can see over the forests and mountains for hundreds of kilometers.
Speaker 5.
We were on a tour of China, but we were going to give Canton Tower in Guangzhou a miss because it's so expensive. But then we were offered free tickets, so off we went. Canton is the tallest tower in China, so it's quite impressive, especially when they light it up at night with beautiful colored lights. At the top, there's a transparent train that takes you all round the edge of the huge observation roof. Guangzhou is quite a polluted city, though, so we couldn't see very far, which was really a pity. I would have been upset if we'd paid for the tickets.